from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulow, topping our report this hour. This just in: New York City Mayor Eric Adams is having his federal corruption case dismissed, a federal judge issuing the decision to toss the case out this morning. The charges were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they cannot be brought up against Adams again. The Justice Department has ordered prosecutors to drop the case. In an effort to rally his party against President Trump's agenda, Senator Cory Booker has broken the record for the longest Senate speech ever, beating the previous record by Senator Strom Thurmond almost 70 years ago. Thurmond spoke for 24 hours and 18 minutes to protest the Civil Rights Act in 1956. Booker wrapped up his speech last night a little more than 25 hours after he began. He was protesting Trump's actions to gut federal agencies and levy steep tariffs against other countries. Meantime, a Booker staffer is under arrest for allegedly carrying a pistol onto Capitol grounds without a license. In its latest move against higher education, the Trump administration has halted several dozen federal research grants at Princeton University.
A campus message from the school's president said officials received notifications this week that grants were being suspended by agencies, including the Department of Energy, NASA, and the Defense Department. The rationale was not fully clear, but Princeton vowed to comply with the law. Princeton is the latest Ivy League school to have its federal funding jeopardized by the Trump administration. This month, Columbia University in New York agreed to several demands from the federal government after it pulled $400 million and threatened to cut much more. Danny DiCorsenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This portion of the news is made possible by Collier Youth Services. Join Collier Youth Services for their job fair April 3rd from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. or 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Meet program leaders, explore opportunities in education and nonprofits, and take the next step in your career. Learn more at collieryouthservices.org. We've all seen the viral videos of organized smash-and-grab retail theft operations. Now New Jersey is fighting back. Governor Murphy has signed legislation aimed at protecting New Jersey businesses against retail theft by upgrading certain crimes and lengthening the prison term for repeat offenders.
In many cases, these robberies are organized by professional theft rings, and they can cause severe damage, distress, and financial loss for small business owners, as well as, importantly, for the workers they employ.
One of the bill's co-sponsors, Senator John Berzichelli, says organized retail theft is costing the average New Jersey family an extra $500 a year as retailers are forced to hike prices to cover losses. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. We turn on Settled. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The five-day forecast at NJ1015.com shows a bunch of rain chances coming up pretty much every day through the first weekend of April, but there are no alarm bells to ring for widespread severe weather, wintry weather, or flooding. Just occasional raindrops and lots of clouds. Cloud cover is thickening up today. That'll keep temperatures on the cool side this afternoon. Highs only make it to around 50 degrees, give or take. A rain shower may clip North Jersey this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies overnight with rising temperatures. We'll dip into the lower 40s this evening, then rising into the lower 50s by daybreak. Tomorrow will be cloudy and warm, highs 70 to 75, with a chance of a spot shower or thunderstorm at some point. Scaling back to the 60s on Friday with lots of clouds. Expect showers Friday morning and again late at night. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Union is 40, Long Branch 41, Vineland is 44. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or an AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit them online at GuaranteedService.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.